listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me dun dun bar, Hamish.
Oh, if you're going to go to a bar, make it a dun dun bar.
Ahoy to me Ken Kenny.
I am.
Jacko. I'm a sung bun.
This is crazy. This is a crazy guess.
Yep.
And well done to Mike for being so hard at work.
No, I'm putting this together. Sent in by Lance Ryder.
Sorry.
Yeah, but so Mike has to find the email.
How does it get to Andy? So well done to Mike for facilitating that transmission. It sounded Irish almost. It's I can't tell if that's Irish or Indonesian.
Look, it could be my poor pronunciation. It's West African.
Okay.
Does that help you?
No, because I thought it was something to do with that sport, hurling.
I thought
it was like a Gaelic.
Kenny and Ken Kenny, yeah.
I thought it was a Gaelic term.
What about if I West said African. That it comes to you very naturally.
Oh, we're like bongos.
We're bongos.
We are different types of West African drums. The dundun baham, you're the lowest drum with the lowest pitch.
Thank you.
Ken Kenny, the smallest drum with the highest pitch. And the sun bun, not lagging behind, but not showing off. I'm the medium one with the medium pitch. Thank you very much, Lance. But also, thanks to Mike for the grueling effort to put that on a piece of paper for me to read out.
Hardest part of the day, or, you know, probably, realistically, yeah. Spend half the day putting half of those on a piece of paper, then getting exhausted, coming back to it in the morning to go... Couldn't fully get it all done because it is the hardest job of the day, and that's okay if you have to clean it up in the morning.
Obviously, the government mandated break is upon us. We won't be on next week. Mike's crazy. Relieved. He's the one that is so tuckered out.
Catch up.
He's really run down. Such finally a chance to catch up with his family and friends after relentless opening 24/7 opening messaging collation.
If news comes through that our appeal against the government is successful and we can indeed stay on doing this show through the mandated break,
yes.
We need support systems in place for Mike.
Yep.
Because he needs
this. We don't
this
want work cover coming down on us.
Nah. 3 months minimum for Mike is what he needs to recharge here.
Ahoy also to Sam from Australia who told us what he's up to. Very easy to use your system at hamishandandy.com.
Poor guy.
Ahoy boys, number 6, Sam here. Had a bit of an interesting week this week when we were asked to look after the neighbour's dog while they went away. That was no problem, except for the fact that they have a dog named Winnie, who's a cavoodle, and we also have a cavoodle named Winnie. As you can imagine, this posed quite a problem. We had to come up with a way to identify the two Winnies, so we decided on calling our Winnie the original Winnie and next door's Winnie the spectacular Winnie. Given recent events, I'm hoping that we don't have to put the original Winnie down. Anyway, boys, thanks for that. Bye.
Yes. Well done. One of those stories where you're like, oh, this could end up being not that interesting, but really brought it back. Really brought it back.
Hey, we're on a time frame. We've got to get to something right now.
Yes, we do.
And I'm nervous.
I'm nervous too. But you know what? We're not going to be the most nervous guys in this.
I can tell something's up because of all the whispers going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Schemes.
Mike comes in and goes, are we ready for the next thing? It's nothing we ever say when we start a show.
Whispers and giggles. Whispers and schemes are happening.
Jack, obviously the last show of the year is all about tying up loose ends, bits and pieces and so on.
It's nice to have closure on the last show, isn't it? Too? Yeah. That's a nice feeling.
I am nervous about what this is.
What do you think it is, Jay?
Well, this is all the pieces of information I have. Everybody's squirreling around, not looping me in.
Yep.
So it's about me. 2, I see an international phone number on the phone system. There is one international person that I don't even personally talk to, and I for sure don't want you guys talking to. And that is Mr. Ralph, who gets me discounted flights to America.
What a beautiful intro, Jack. Would you please welcome all the way from Southern Florida?
It can't be.
It is Ralph.
Oh, that is the real name. How did you find him?
AKA Mr. Ralph.
Oh, my God. Mr. Ralph.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ralph.
Jack, are you there?
Mr. Ralph, I'm here, and it's such a pleasure to speak to you after all these years.
Well, now, I feel like we... Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Ralph.
It's good to talk to Jack too. I've never talked to him. This is exciting.
So
okay, now we should get this out.
That's true. We've got to get this out, Ham. We have not jeopardized your chance for tickets with any of our squirreling away and research to find Mr. Ralph.
Okay.
Actually, Mr. Ralph, can you confirm that? Have we jeopardized Jack's tickets at all?
Yeah, those tickets are history.
Okay, even joking about it still tenses up my neck a little bit.
Oh, no, especially after the damage it sustained in Darwin. Sorry, Mr. Ralph. Jack had a recently damaged neck.
Jack and his family are all good. I know Angie and Anna, and it's good to finally talk to Jack.
Who's Angie?
Okay, that's Bianca's auntie. So now I know it's the real Mr. Ralph as well, which I suspected it might be some sort of voice actor, but if he knows Angie, there's no way you guys would know that.
I didn't know Angie.
All right. Okay, well, this is very exciting to have the real Mr. Ralph on. Jack, this is the first time you have had a chance. How many tickets have you bought from Mr. Ralph, Jack? Would you like to say thank you to him?
I would love to say thank you, Mr. Ralph. I reckon if the first time that I flew that beautiful business class seat to the US might have been, 2015 even. So we're talking about 8 years of flight.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I'm glad I could help you guys out.
Well, the first thing we all want to know is, Mr. Ralph, is how do you get the tickets? Is it dodgy?
No, it's not. There's nothing illegal about it. See, I'm an old guy, and I worked for years, and when I started, I was a pilot. Mm-hmm. And then I moved kind of in the executive side. And
how long?
And
what are we talking? How long ago?
Oh, well, this was probably in the 70s, yeah. And it was a boom in the United States in aviation. They were trying to hold on to pilots, so they had perks. You know, you have perks in Australia. You know what a perk is?
Yeah.
Oh, you love them.
Jack loves them particularly.
Yeah. Come to the right show.
My ears are perking up at that.
He may not have them for too long. No, they offered us really discounted tickets for our families and friends and stuff as part of the deal. And I worked probably another 30 years or so, and they made it a lifetime offer. Oh. So it kind of grandfathered in. It never went away. I don't think the new employees are getting anything like that now.
No. Jack, so how are you feeling, Jack? I know you're nervous about us.
No, I love to hear that it's all above board, and I'm still very thankful. And I'm thankful that because we've never met Mr. Ralph, and it's a great thing to do for your family and friends, but this is like you knew Bianca's auntie who knew Bianca's mum who gets me and Bianca tickets, so I'm a lot of steps away from your closest family and friends.
Yeah, how many people are you doing it for, Mr. Ralph?
Well, I've got quite a few. I got more friends than I thought I had.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jack's your best friend. He's your absolute best friend in the world, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Jack, you've never met Mr. Ralph. I think you should probably factor into your next trip time to go and visit him and pay your respects in person, don't you think?
Actually, this is funny and not a coincidence, but I am looking to get some flights to Florida to see my in-laws in June, July next year. I mean, we don't have to do that deal now, Mr. Ralph.
Just while I've got you.
Well, you are pushing all the time, aren't you, sir?
Yes. No one better. But here's the other thing, though, Jack. Yeah. Before we get to that, there is something. We've been talking to Mr. Ralph, obviously, in the lead up to this. There is something that Mr. Ralph needs to tell you about the situation.
Okay.
And it's got nothing to do with us contacting him.
Yep.
They had nothing to do with this. You know, as I said, it was very competitive in those days. And I don't know about there, but everybody's cutting back on everything here. And I just got an email that they are restricting me to just 6 return trips that I can do over the next 18 months. And I don't know, maybe this is something we shouldn't even be talking about on your radio show.
No, that's exactly what we should talk about. This is the area that we love.
Okay.
So it's a pretty simple calculation. I've just got to get in the top 6, essentially, of your friends and family.
Well, we've asked Mr. Ralph to put something to you. Take it away, Mr. Ralph.
Well, as I say, they're cutting down on stuff, and I've got these six tickets, and you can have them, but of course that means there's, you know, some other folks won't get any.
And do I know the other folks?
Well, no, but what do you care, right?
If it's just a simple, like, do a nice guy thing or don't do a nice guy thing, I'll definitely take the tickets. Sorry, I was waiting for more of an ultimatum or, like, hard choice to make.
Well, hang on, so you want two tickets, Jack.
Well, I need one for Bianca as well.
Yeah, would you like more? I mean, since you just grabbing at him, how many of this, could Jack have more than two tickets, Mr. Elf?
Well, I've only got six. He can have as many of those as he wants.
No, Mr. Elf, all I honestly, two is plenty each 18-month slot. You know, so 18 months goes by, and then I'll come in for another two in 18 months, and another two in 18 months.
Jack's putting in his own lifetime clause.
I'm only working the first 18 months at a time.
Yeah, that's fine. I can work it to your speed.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Ralph.
Generous of you, Jack.
Very well done, Jacko. Lucky you. Mr. Ralph, you've got some other news for Jack.
Yeah. The other news is probably not, maybe it's more exciting, but this is all just a joke.
Oh, you're not Mr. Ralph?
No, I'm not.
Who is it?
Just an actor we got.
Oh. How'd you know his real name and his real contact?
Well, we did a bit of research.
Oh, wow.
Jack, this is Tom so Sheldon, a great
Tom,
comic
work.
From America.
Yeah. So convincing. You know what? I've gone through... I was so nervous to speak to the real Mr. Ralph. Then I was really excited that it looked like I'd locked in two tickets every couple of years. So now I don't know what to think. Am I happy, sad?
What are you, Jack? Because really, it hasn't progressed at all, has it? We still have never, we're nowhere near the real one.
No.
But now more information is squeaked out about
him. So you made up that story about him being a pilot and stuff, because I still don't know how he gets
the tickets. No, we've made up all that.
All right. Convincing.
Hey, Tom, do you get any discounted flights that you could give to Jack?
I don't know. I don't get anything. I'm a comedian. I can barely afford to eat.
But if one day you had a little bit more food than needed, would Jack have access to that food?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I would take free stand-up tickets or, you know, whatever you can...
Jack, this segment isn't lavish, Jack, with free things.
I'm being silly.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much. You did it so bloody well. People can check out Tom Sheldon.
And amazing,
Tom. We'll tag him in. But thanks so much for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for letting me do it. See you guys.
See you, mate.
Outstanding work. And Jack, we find ourselves back at square one.
Maybe this is the end of Mr. Ralph now. We don't need to find him. Because we pretty much had the conversation. The listeners got what they wanted. You guys got the giggle you wanted. We don't need to speak to the real Mr.
Like
Ralph.
He does not like us talking about Mr. Ralph, does he? And did we get the conversation that would have happened? It could be vastly different with the real one. That was the best. What we staged there was the best case scenario.
Yes, that was actually. I wish that was the real Mr. Ralph.
Something to ponder over the government mandated break, I suppose.
We'll see if we. Yeah, they're probably a big topic for next year.
Hey, in government-mandated break, we're all still reeling after the Mr. Ralph. Jack's coach, Jack, just said...
How do you feel now that the dust has settled, Jack?
I'm honestly amazed and hats off to the amount of work you put into making that seem real. I thought I was talking to Mr. Ralph.
But also, you have gone through the emotion of going, yes, now I could potentially go to him direct for tickets.
Yes, I actually thought because it felt like we were getting along... like chums, so I was in my head already calculating, now I don't have to go through Bianca's mum, I can probably go directly to Mr. Ralph. What else will this open up for me? Maybe I could go elsewhere in the world. I got far too ahead of myself.
But now, unfortunately, you're back in the squirmy position.
But it's
of
hard
going,
for your head to go back there.
Yeah.
Now we're going, now we're doing the thing we hate, which is talking about him.
Yes. And we still don't know. Now he's still elusive. I've still never spoken to him. I know the way Bianca's mum speaks about him is he's very hard to predict. He could at any moment decide to pull his favours. So I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
So now it's becoming worse. Oh, so let's move on to something else.
Loose ends, Tam. Loose ends. Government mandated break is upon us. It doesn't seem like that court case is going to fall our way, which is a shame. So we better type everything before we come back next year, which will be March Eve on a leap year. 29th.
Do we get to do the 29th of Feb?
Yes.
Fantastic. Next
yes.
year. All right, great.
Yeah, so we can put
that in. So not too long away, but not even that long a break, you know. stretch the legs, rest the eyes if you mic.
Jack, how did you go doorstopping the CEO of Mars?
Yes, no, I'll be thankful for the extra time. So February 29, we should be all ready to hit play on that.
Great. Sounds great. Sounds like you're well across it. One on my side of the fence, something I brought to the team, there was much excitement and it has died out. There's still some embers, but it'd be tough to get a fire going again. Was the us getting all getting new signatures, making each other's new signatures.
Well, we've paid for them.
I have paid. I bought the varying packs. So some $200 has been spent on calligraphers that are based in America. I am thankful for the extra time too, Jack. I'll be using the mandated break not if the government asks, because this counts as work, but I will be using it to secretly at night under the doona with a torch be following up on where our signatures went, and hopefully we launch next year.
Yes.
With our signatures to show each other. So I'm on that. That is a loose end, still absolutely flapping in the breeze.
It remains loose. Let's tie up some things then. Chit Chat Champions.
Yep.
If you people recall, a girl called Millie took on her dad, Sean.
That's right, yep.
And for a cat, there was high stakes. I think that they were playing for a cat. I've got a grab here from when that show went out.
Millie's been after a cat for a couple of years, and I've said no. And basically, if she wins today, she gets a cat. So I've got a lot riding on this.
Huge stakes.
Wow.
Chit Hat Ham Champions. So if people don't recall, it was a tight battle. Neither of them went particularly well, but I think Sean over-egged at the dad when he tried to weave in Commonwealth Games stuff. With
good memory, yeah.
Unnecessarily. Yep. This is what happened at the end of it. Sean, I think Millie a cat.
I think it's Millie's.
And I don't think you'll disagree when you hear it back.
Well, wait till we hear it before you get one.
Oh, he's might invoke the dad rule. In fact, I'm going to give the win to me.
So
he did throw a clause in, didn't he? Late.
Clause. So let's see with Millie right now. Millie, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys.
Did
ahoy,
Sean Millie. Accept the loss and get you a cat?
No, he listened to it back and deemed himself the victor. And his friends called him and told him that he was the winner as well. And so apparently he said that you guys just said that I won so I could get a cat. But I think fair is fair. I deserve a cat.
He's run a sham trial. And we were very fair in the ruling.
Both, yeah, and I think exactly. It was very fair that in a party situation, I would have walked away from Sean quicker than I walked away from you, Millie, normally the test. Where are you going to take it from here? I don't know if there's any level of appeal here.
I mean, the courts are tied up at the moment with us appealing the mandated break, but you could try and squeeze in a cat ruling if they have a quiet day.
Well, we have to get the real judge involved. We got the boss of the house, my mum, involved.
Yep.
And she said that if I come back on the show, then I do get a cat. So I'm not going to tell him that I come back on the show. I'm going to let him listen to it. So hi, Dad, if you're listening now. But once he hears, I'm getting a cat. There is no doubt about it.
Great.
I didn't realize
an accidental loophole.
Amazing, Millie. Well done. And thanks for joining us. That's
Thank you, boys.
A loose end tied up.
That's really good.
Next.
This is a slightly random one, Ando. I've actually got two from yesteryear that I want to quickly touch on. Yeah. These aren't loose ends from this year, but we often talk about Volkswagen Tiguans on the show. My father drives one. Very hard car to get. Mm. And it's a bit of a must be nice because we often mention that dad's burn, his frequent burn to people that would also like a Tiguan is good luck because they're really hard to get. You know, we've investigated that years and years ago on the show. We had your mate on Tom, who actually runs a Volkswagen dealership,
or his father
does, and he verified, very hard to get. a gentleman called Scott has written in, and he is not happy with the frequent references of the Tiguan being. He's not happy with this. Well, he doesn't. He thinks we're calling it a must be nice car. Oh. He goes, listen. There was over 450,000 delivered in 2022. To date, this is also the best-selling VW in Australia with more than 10,000 deliveries. He goes, I know this is the automotive equivalent of Multimediamite cracking it over someone getting a Pokemon name wrong, but you're out there falsely accusing good, hardworking common men and women of losing touch if they get a Tiguan when they don't deserve it. The Tiguan is a very good car, but it's also a very common man car.
Right. Okay.
So Scott's coming. He obviously knows a lot about the automotive industry.
Yeah, I think he
owns. Here's where I'm going to nitpick, though. Mm. We're not saying it's an extravagant car.
No.
We're just saying the demand far outstrips the supply.
Yes.
That's Dad's assertion. Yeah. And so I think just to clarify this, it still is a must-be-nice because you're getting something that is a common man vehicle, yet very hard to come by if you're a fan of that genre. From what I understand, and this was only calling a few dealers today, it's not a snapshot of all of Australia, the T-Cross is easier to get into at this stage, and that's fine. Quick other one, Ando. Yeah. This is wild. This is a really deep cut for deep, deep fans of the Hamish and Andy Show. Years ago when we did, it was either Business Brunch or Happy Hour, for about 6 months of the year, Jacko, you would remember this well, I had a psychic dream that at the end of the year, Adam Levine was going to join us on the show singing a altered Christmas. But not funny Christmas version of a Maroon 5 song. And the dream I had, we're at a water park, okay? Yep. And we did everything in our power to make that dream come true. Mm-hmm. We sort of claimed a win at the time because we did go to Wet n Wild in Sydney, now Raging Rapids.
Yes.
We did our last show from there.
Oh, it's not called Wet n Wild anymore.
Slight rebranding, different. Okay, I can talk to you about that offline if you want. But I do know the story.
Yeah.
I thought it was a win because the guy that ended up singing the song actually did look a lot like Adam Levine anyway, and I think
that was
in my
dream. And because the only reference you had was Adam Levine, you thought, hey, it must be Adam Levine, but it turns out it was an Adam Levine lookalike. The dream was real. Fine.
Or, Ando, was I just a little early? This comes in from alert listener Reese, lives in Vietnam. It's a long-time listener, first time to contact. You're not going to believe this. I'm an expat living in Vietnam. Big news in Vietnam this week. Maroon 5 are coming to do a gig here, but they're not playing in one of the cities.
Oh my God.
They're going to a little island called Phu Quoc. Here's where it gets interesting. They're playing at the end of the year at a place called Vin Wonders. It is an enormous water park.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I spoke to someone who's been to the park and apparently it always gets decked in full Christmas decorations. They go hard out for the holiday season. Hamish Blake, you beautiful psychic bastard, you bloody called it. Maroon 5 are playing a Christmas show on a tropical island at a giant water park this year. Well now that,
yeah, that's great. I mean, if it wasn't...
That's a 10-year loose end.
Mandated break, we'd be there.
Well, we'd be there. Do you know what? And I was like, that's December 16th. And I was like, oh my God, I bet our last show was December 16th. I bet it's that clear.
No, we loved finishing up
close. Early, yeah, December 4th. But anyway, good.
Another loose end. Yolanda. You may remember she kicked off the show for us by using the very easy to use system of uploading what she's been up to at hamishandy.com. Keep them coming in over the government mandated break.
Start now.
To propose to her partner, Yannick.
This message here is actually a message for you, Yannick, because I know you'll be listening to every new episode. And the thing is, I have been wanting to propose for quite some time, but haven't found the perfect time to do it. And then I got this hopefully kind of cute idea stuck in my head to do it now while you're listening to the podcast, presumably on your lunch break or something, because I love you so much and I'd love to marry you. So will you marry me?
So Yolanda put it out there. It was a week and a bit wait before the pod dropped that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Yannick came home and didn't mention it after work. And she was like, okay. This is tough. So she said, have you caught up with the Hamish and Andy podcast? He's like, no, I have not had the chance.
That's good.
That's better. Next day, came home. Again, she said, have you caught up with
Hamish? How nervous are you?
She said, yes, I have. Oh, good. Good.
She said, and she's recommending it to everybody out there, don't use this as a form of proposing.
Because now then it's out in the world and someone would go and speak to him. Like she someone said, would ruin it.
I had to wait 2 days for the reaction. These days are probably the longest of my life. I've lost all ability to surprise someone in the future. I'm fully depleted now. But, and she said, and I will not be doing that again. But it was totally worth it. He has said yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much for making it
Sorry.
Possible.
When I said I hope not, I meant because, you know, this is it forever. Yeah. You get married. Yeah. Not to discourage from loving surprises. Mm. Okay, that's beautiful. Ando, another loose end from the year. Mm. One of our most frequent, that's a lie. I mean, we had pretty hot takes on Sea Monkeys last week. But one of the more common things that have trickled in over the year, this is probably our top trickler.
Yep.
Like it's not, we don't get floods of these, we get trickles, is on-air fart investigations.
Yeah, this is a good way to wrap up this, I think.
We did it, I mean, it literally is, we're talking about a loose end of the body. So someone amongst us suffers from a loose end. Now, we've done it a couple of times before. Usually it's, Jack, that's sort of been the conclusion.
I think there's been fingers pointed always and a couple of times.
And I've not in a pull my finger type man.
That would give you away during the investigation. Jack, you quite famously during these investigations stated that you only fight twice a year. Mm-hmm.
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
Which is still low.
Still low. It's medically impossible to sort of paint yourself as some sort of having a virginal anus that barely moves and wouldn't dare fart. Yeah.
It really felt like
but
the
it
Prince
seemed
Andrew,
like
I don't sweat type.
It seemed like you were maybe painting too much of a guilty picture, and that's why some fingers were pointed your way. And
there's been so many sightings. So, Haim, you've
Do you know
been
what I've
charged.
Done, Andrew?
Yep.
I've got together here, and I've probably missed a bunch, so apologies if I have. I've got six.
Yep.
Right? I reckon we probably had more than that, people kind of like accusing us of on-air flatulence. But I've got six. Let's just bang through them quickly. Yep. What we're going to do is I'll read a quick briefing. Mm-hmm. Then hear it, and then it's just us. We just got to like just get these done. This is the classic end of year rush to finish your work.
Yep.
I'm not saying that
these are times we've not heard before. These are new ones.
These are new ones that have been brought to our attention.
And so what
I'm not saying I'm not saying police or law enforcement would ever do this, but you can certainly imagine if you were in a precinct that had heaps of cases, you'd be like, right, let's just solve six now.
Okay, great. So we'll hear the audio, then we'll either decide quickly, no case for answer.
Yep.
We'll accuse one another.
Fart on earth. Quick as we can come to a conclusion.
or accept responsibility. Yep.
And again, I'm not saying the courts do this because they have their process, but if you are from the legal system or the judicial system and you like the sound of this, maybe you could introduce a speed day or something.
A
speed round once a month or something where it's just turbo day in court just to clear the backlog. Okay, fart number one. This was from episode 232 during the special Weasel Unit investigation. I'm going to play about 6 seconds of audio. For the game of itself and enjoy tailor-made after independently assessing them, I certainly agree with your choice.
Yes.
Now, that's a mouth fart. I think that's me trying to go, but I've put a little too much sauce on it.
I agree.
No, I agree with that. Case closed. Moving on.
It's way too close to the microphone for it to be a fart.
We should say we always
turned around and Jack was standing up again.
We do just run three mics in here and they're all at mouth height.
Great.
Oh, gee, that's not a bad idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, we've given it away now, but I was going to say we should secretly mic up Jack's chair.
No, we should mic everybody equally.
It's like Ultra Edge in the cricket.
We've got it now.
And just check the audiograph. All right, that was number one.
Okay, number two. This comes in. This is episode 214. Mm-hmm. This is from Al. He says, fighting on air again. I'm afraid to say it, boys, but it seems it's happened again. Panty burp in the microphones. This is while I was talking about the wrong toilet. That's all we get here. Let's have a look. I have to look to get out, but I don't want to see anything as I'm leaving.
I heard it again.
I heard
a
creak.
One more time.
I have to look to get out, but I don't want to see anything as I'm leaving.
It's more of a burp sound than a fart sound.
Just does sound like a creak.
Yeah.
Okay. Case dismissed.
Case dismissed.
Part 3 during Song Sleuth, Ando. Episode 227.
Yeah, I do get nervous when I do that segment, so it could be me.
I was keeping the case tight, but other parts loosening up. Let's have a listen. It sounds like your Times Tables album, but this is the album to teach kids how many days are in the week and what their names are.
I heard that one.
I heard three.
I had three different bushes, and then I heard, oh, that's it. Hang on, no, that's it. That's it.
Maybe it's like when somebody yawns and you feel like you have to yawn.
We all farted. Okay.
Let's listen.
It sounds like your Times Tables album, but this is the album to teach kids how many days are in the week and what their names are.
Yeah, one each.
That is a fart. One each?
Mm.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, one each. Part 4, this is during Croc Wars, episode 231. Gee, if we do need Croc Wars for that long. It's like the bloody Taiwan Strait out there. It's a hotly contested piece of international water.
Ooh.
That was Jack.
No.
That felt like a bit of a jacko.
Let's have one more listen to that, because that one does seem like this one.
It's like the bloody Taiwan Strait out there. It's a hotly contested piece of international water.
It's Hamish, because you giggle a little bit afterwards. Because you
we're
know
laughing
you've
at
done,
the content, Jack.
No, you've done something sneaky and you're like,
no, that's, I would have done that. Because, no, you know, if because it, the laugh exists, there would have been an extra laugh on top, would have sounded like this. By the way, Taiwan straight out there. Oh. <it's> like,
no, but you're
so
very
without
good.
Hearing that, that proves I wasn't me.
No, for
you're
an
also
amateur,
very
yes.
Fast
no,
in.
For an amateur, yes. But for you, who's used to trying to gloss over it, yeah. I think.
I'm with Jack.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say it's Jack, because Andy and I are the ones talking at the time, and it just seems like Jack picks his moment to go, I'll throw this
you
in
can,
the
you can definitely talk and fart.
Let's have one more listen.
It's like the bloody Taiwan Strait out there. It's a hotly contested piece of international water.
Sorry, the laugh came before the fart.
Yeah,
so
sorry,
actually,
that is Jack.
Good case closed. Episode 5 during Rent Andy's Tooth. This was episode 233. I think we get.
Wait, I didn't hear it that time.
Right at the end of all the laugh.
The one who can't hear it was the one who was near it.
All right. I'll
another Jack. I think we get.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
You reckon that was you?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Kenzie got making a bit of room. Yeah. All right, appreciate that, Ando. Episode 236.
Is this the last one?
Yes, it's part number 6.
Okay, good.
This was during Sea Monkeys investigation.
Okay.
That's how Sea Monkeys are advertised on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And it, no, I would have thought.
Yeah, that was you because you paused, Hamish.
I think this shuffling of a chair or a computer, like that's a very weird sound for fart.
No, that, I know that type of fart. That's where you fart.
How? You don't do them, allegedly. You wouldn't know any type of fart.
Let's have another listen.
That's how Sea Monkeys are advertised on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And it, no, I would have thought. Do you reckon it's me revving the engine before launching into another sentence?
What do you suggest it is?
I think it's a muffled fart. He's tried to keep it in and he thought, don't worry about it. So that's why it's in two beats. Because you've tried to enclose the first one and then you thought, no, well, there's no point doing this.
I accept responsibility of that one.
What's that now? Yeah, it's a classic two-beater.
You know what? Next year, I'm going to fart. purposely at some point.
But you already have probably done many.
I'm sure, but I'm just saying purposely.
But it's hard to do an audible, purposeful fart, isn't it?
Jack, you should shart.
It's good that this is the last episode of the
guys,
year.
Guys, I think I found it. The bit where Jack goes, oh, God, what have I done? I think that's the bit.
Drawing to the close of 2023 year of the podcast, but we thought, you know, Christmas coming up, obviously we should have a little class Kris Kringle between the three of us. The catch we thought this year would be you have to get something that the other person would hate. That was the brief.
Tough.
Tough, Bree.
Tough, because I only want to get great presents.
Yes. Actually, TaylorMade had sent Jacko a gift.
Oh, really?
11 hats.
Something I'll hate or something I'll like?
Golf balls with little weasel.
Oh, weasel balls.
printed on the side for your signature golf balls, Jack.
I actually love that.
Yeah.
You get free golf balls out of it.
Yeah.
So, you do get free golf balls out of it. Andy would have, we've got something too by getting the name away. But,
I also, Jack,
weasel
style, I also, you got sent a dozen of them, but I've taken a box myself in true weasel style. Who wants to go first? We randomised it and we picked out of a hat. I got Jack. Jack got Haim. Haim, you got me, I understand?
Yep. Do we want to just do it in that order? Do you want to give yours to Jack first?
Yes. Well, it would have obviously been easy to go out and just get a box of, 15 Toblerones.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And, we know he hates them. He'd be terrifying. And that's just too easy. That's why I got...
That's what I would have done.
This Toblerone.
Yes, the world's biggest.
4.5 kilos of Toblerone. Real
Jack.
Weapon. Yeah, we'll Real see weapon. It in a true crime podcast.
Jack, step back. He flinched. Oh, brave
man. Oh, my God,
man.
That has got some weight to it. I guess...
That's how...
I guess the danger is with the small ones is they're perfectly shaped to stab the roof of your mouth, whereas this, you couldn't get a whole one in your mouth in one go.
Could try.
So
we'd love to see you have a go.
Might be
in my mind, is it?
I don't hate my gift.
Oh, no.
I would love that. I was so hoping you'd throw it back in the pile, Jack, because I would be on that like a rash. Do you have to chip? Is it a one solid thing in there? Because sometimes
it
they put
like
heaps of little
ones.
One
solid thing, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
I think it's one solid.
No, well,
open it.
Does it have the... Okay, I'm opening it.
Because, it's like close to its own... Like, it's the size of the Matterhorn. Like, it's
yeah,
a very
it's huge.
Big...
Like, they you know
it'd
how
be
they
like
have to...
It'd be,
put, you know if
it'd
they
be like a slice of pizza.
Yeah, it's like a slice of pizza per chocolate.
Per triangle.
Yeah. Close yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Yep, it is. It's huge.
Oh, my God. That's unreal.
Oh, my God.
Hold that up, Jack.
Oh my God.
See, that it's actually is... the larger it gets, the less dangerous it gets.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's not as pointy that you can actually see the flatness
yeah,
on the
it's,
sides.
It's like we've shrunk Jack down to like to like 1/6 the size of a human. And now it's like in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, nothing's really dangerous because it's just this big world.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't hate my gift. I'm sorry, Andy.
That's a fail, then.
I hate that he got it. I would love it.
Jack, yours for Haim.
Okay. Is this me, Jack, this present?
Yes, don't open it yet. I'll just say, okay. I'll tell you a couple of ideas I had. Mm-hmm. So I know that Zoe didn't let you put the incinerator in your house, so you don't have the kitchen gurgler. I was going to buy one, install it in my house, then take a photo of me loving it.
And then you found out how much it cost,
yeah,
and
then
you thought I could get one for free.
That's too much effort. Then I thought of something like you love being fast and loose. So I thought, oh, what if I frame a picture of slow and tight, the opposite of fast and loose?
Oh, yeah.
Then I thought, he's not going to hate that.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I was trying to be too clever with it, and I've just done something that you will simply hate. Please don't give up.
So, all right, it's a big framed picture. It's a huge picture.
I thought
Jack.
You're going to get Haim some kind of software that helps you organise your life or something, you know.
I just wouldn't install it or update it. Okay. Jack, wow, mate. Do you need to say anything before I open this, like to say, hey, thanks to Pete's framing barn or something? Because there's no way you paid for that.
And actually, doubly you will hate this present because you've technically paid for it. Because someone that works for you has gone.
Oh, you got it done on my dime.
So even more hatred is
there's probably a solid gold. All right, here we go. Opening it up.
Okay. I thought, what's something that Hamish will hate?
Oh, okay. Even more suspense. We've opened it backwards.
I can see the back of a frame now. Hamish is turning it around, looking for his reaction.
Is that a giant picture of a spider?
Oh, it's mushroom.
No. It's mushroom. I thought it was a giant framed picture of shit.
It's my dog's poo. Yeah, it's not got any clever like link to something you hate. I just knew you would hate it. That's my dog's poo at 5 o'clock yesterday.
It's, well, I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
I mean, is that taken off your iPhone? Quite good quality.
Yeah, no, the quality's good now.
Hey, dude, that's amazing. Here we go. Jack's just got a free iPhone. Wow, really, really good, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't. It's funny though. Without naming names, I've had instances where I've felt this exact feeling when someone's like giving you a present, and it's the feeling of you, like, you go to yourself, well, it may as well just be a picture of dog poo because I'm not going to use this. Yes, so it's actually, you've just cut to the chase and given it like a good literal feeling. All right, great.
Love it, Jack. Love it.
Sorry, I thought it was a spider, which I would have hated. Just a giant picture of a tarantula. But
that's what, yeah, imagine, I thought that could have been expensive. A pet tarantula would have not been.
All right, Ando. Okay. Yours is not a physical item.
Oh.
It's a special.
A massage.
It's a service.
Okay.
It's a service. Now, I thought, what do you get? The guy that's got bloody everything. Perhaps a little bit inspired by a few emails we had over the past week where you actually posted a picture of yourself after the Aussies won the Cricket World Cup.
Yes.
You know, early in the morning, celebrating at a cup of tea. Mm. A lot of people contacted the show going, hey, what's Andy's little cat out of the bag here? Because if you look on the coffee table,
well, that was there.
Having a little bit of assistance keeping him up all night watching the Aussies take out the win.
Bex,
don't you dare throw your beautiful partner under the bus for this.
Bex vape was on. It's on
your
my Instagram.
Your strawberry vape was on the table.
Like at 3:30 in the morning, I'm obviously very tired, but euphoric for the Aussie cricket team. And then all I see in the comments is, he's given up the cigs and he's vaping.
Yeah, and we thought that all the pyrotechnics was just at the ground in India. Just Andy Lee's, Andy just hotboxing a vape and watching the Aussies. Perfect night for him. Well, Ando, coming in the door is Joe. He's a vapogram. Come on in, Joe. Jack, hit the music.
What's a vapogram?
Blow it on his face. Oh. Andy's getting vaped in the face by Joe, our special vapogram. Now, Ando.
This is not a service. He's just blowing vape in my face.
Look at Andy lapping it up. Now, look, he immediately knew the flavour. Now, Andy, I know what you're thinking. Hang on a sec. I love vaping. How is this a present I hate? Well, Joe, show him your sign.
All out of cartridges.
All out of cartridges, Andy.
The worst thing
I
is a vapor
do
that you
hate
hear.
This gift.
It's your worst nightmare. No, because he's all out of cartridges. That's why you hate it.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. You can leave. And Vapogram, a hot ticket item this holiday season, you'd suspect. But make sure you get one that isn't all out of cartridges. Otherwise, the person you've hired it for will hate it because he's all out of cartridges.
I do hate the gift because
he's all out of cartridges.
Because that's strong stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you normally have?
Because Andy's, somehow Andy's,
anyone get the brand name of that? That was really strong.
It's
really good.
Coming. I think if you say something enough, people now think that I definitely smoke.
Andy, you posted your vape on Instagram. I mean, you wanted to get caught.
No, it's not one of those ones.
But anyway. So apologies, he's all out of cartridges. That must have been really annoying for you. What a gift-giving season. Jack, you've done really well out of this.
Hey, it brings us to the end of another podcast year. 40 shows for 40 years. I don't know what year this is.
we're doing well.
But we're doing well. That's the promise. We want to leave everybody... By saying thanks. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I think this is 6 years. It's 6 years of the podcast.
You guys are the best. The show's only as good as the people that write in and add to so much fun funniness. So thank
Jack,
you so much.
Did you think for a sec Andy meant us?
I thought he meant
you guys are the best.
I didn't know we were doing nice speeches at the end.
No.
I just gave Hamish a picture of my dog's poo.
Not after the vapogram. I just received a picture of Jack's dog's poo. No, people listening. We should point out
the best. We have the best community.
We've synced it up this year to if people did, I mean, damn the government, we'll keep picketing.
Yeah.
We'll keep trying to fight for the right to work year-round.
It looks like, and I can just see them getting at the big chain now, dragging it across the front of the studio. It looks like this will have to be the last one before the government mandated break comes in. Mm. Elbow's outside. He's got the big chain.
Yep.
Just waiting for us to leave the building. Then he locks it up, puts it on a timer, and the padlock, of course, doesn't unlock until late February.
Yes, but we have managed to sync up the remembering project. We got a special dispensation, which was nice, from the government.
That's
from a different, lot of red tape. Don't want to go
different
into
studio.
It.
Different studio.
Yeah. And so our remembering project, we look back at some of the, 30,000 talk breaks we've done over the years since 2003. We've even got some of our, we found the cassettes from our very first radio shows on CNFM, the Student Youth Network. So we look back at those. The Remembering Project, it drops on any podcast platform next week. Or if you're that keen, you can get it today for free on the Listener app if you want to get a week's head start. But here's a little snippet of it and we'll see you next year.
Thanks, guys.
Hamish and Andy have been sitting across from each other talking into a microphone for over 20 years. And in that time, they've learned a lot. Some of these lessons come to light in the brand new season of The Remembering Project. For example, they've learned that just because Hamish was a fan of Kings of Leon, that doesn't automatically make for a great interview.
In my head, I was like, this would be great. I love Kings of Leon. And then walking into the room going, that's not enough. That's not enough.
You've mistaken this with a meet and greet.
They learnt that a supermarket can be a fun venue for a wedding.
People were drinking ginger beers in one aisle because we couldn't have real beers. The rings, the wedding rings were like fruit rings.
All right.
Everything was like supermarket themed. At 5 o'clock, chickens went half price.
The boys learned they still disagree over a controversial segment.
My favourite.
Layla's loot shoot.
No, not you dressed as half a chicken laying eggs.
Still stand by it.
You had to. Never have you pushed a segment so hard due to determination and stubbornness.
Hamish learned that a full week wearing a racing helmet is not that great for you.
And it gave me chronic neck issues.
Yeah.
It only weighed about 2 or 3 kilos. That's a lot of extra weight on your head. I just had to lie down in every room and have rest my head on the table in every room. My neck gave
up. In all the show meetings, Hamish just had his head sideways on the table like this.
They learned the parody song covered really only contains one song.
Let It Be.
Yep.
I reckon we did Let It Be. It's the comedy song.
A lot of
I reckon stuff. We did 30.
They learned why Andy didn't last long as the show's button pusher.
What would happen often is I'd be so engaged in laughing with what Hamish had said and mucking around, and then I'd go, ah, oh, and then hit a song.
They learned that one of their longest ever on-air breaks involved trying to win bundles of cash from a claw machine.
This is 9.5 minutes.
It was nine and a half minutes.
We kept having another go.
They learned that revenge was often swift and vicious.
Did I handcuff you to a desk and spray fart spray in your face?
Yes, it happened.
Because you farted in my new car.
Andy learned that celeb crush hunting, where they were challenged to try and track down big-name celebs, wasn't taken as seriously by Haim.
I would know that you were getting warmer, and I go, great, so one of us is going to get it. And then I remember, like, if it was like, we're going to try and find it by Friday, from about Tuesday onwards, my big reveal would often just be me doing an American accent. Like,
you're getting closer.
And if you want to learn which Hollywood celeb, text this to Hamish.
Just got back. Please delete my number.
Okay. What do you reckon that means?
You'll have to listen to the brand new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project. New episodes drop every week across summer. Hear it first on the free Listener app.
That is really good remembering.
Good remembering.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will be back again next year. In the meantime, new episodes of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project will drop every week across summer.